briefly just review yesterday, we saw a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, where the Ramban holds that, you know, the reason the Torah constantly uses the geder achva, like lo sisa'ev adami ki achicha hu, or achichem b'nei Esav in Dvarim Perek Beis, or in Bamidbar Perek Chaf, ko amar achicha Yisrael, or in this week's parasha, vayishlach Yaakov malachim lefanav el Esav achiv, right? Etc. is because they actually are together achva, v'kulam hem nimolim, and they're zera Avram. Gufa, the Rambam makes that chiluk, and he says they're not really zera Avram, because zera Avram isn't defined genealogically. Otherwise, Yitzchak would be, Yishmael would be included, but kivi Yitzchak yikari lecha zara. So yatsa Esav shrei Yitzchak amar liYaakov v'yiten lecha es berkas Avraham michal shehu levado zara shel Avram hamachzik bedaso uvedarko hayishara, and Esav was not, and therefore Esav is outside of the framework of Bris Mila, and that is by contrast to Bnei Keturah, who come after this differentiation. So Midyan and Bnei Keturah, halacha lemaisa, the Rambam says, since Bnei Yishmael and Bnei Keturah are all mixed together, hol v'nis arvu hayom Bnei Yishmael b'Bnei Keturah yischayvu hakol b'mila b'shemini. So since there is this kind of a taroves, they are all obligated in Mila on the eighth day, because fundamentally Bnei Keturah are obligated and Bnei Yishmael are not. So I just wanted to raise one issue here in the Rambam, B'Toras Atzarach Ian. So if you, I were to ask you, why is it that Bnei Yishmael should be obligated, you know, in a practical sense, even though Kivi Yitzchak Yikari Lecha Zara, the Rambam tells us that they're outside of the Geder of Mila, contra the Ramban, who says, V'chol Zaru Achim Ki Kulam Hem Nimolim, which is the Ramban's very powerful way of projecting the significance of the mitzvah of Bris Mila. So now we come to a very important difficulty in Shitas HaRambam. So if I were to ask you to express in halachic terminology what the basis of the Chiyuv is, so if there is a ta'aroves of those who are obliged, that is to say, Bnei Keturah, and those who are not obliged, Bnei Yishmael, so why should all of them be obligated? I mean, what would the natural response to that be? Right, so that is the normal approach. The difficulty when it comes to this issue is the following. So we know that the Rambam in Hilchos Sher Avos HaTumah tells us that the entire concept of Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra is in fact a Din D'Rabbanan. So what's my difficulty here? Yeah, that's a very difficult issue. That is a very difficult issue. So let's read the words of the Rambam more carefully. Right? So Amru Chachamim Shebnei Keturah Shehem Zaru Shel Avram Shebachar Yishmael V'Yitzchak Chayavin B'Mila V'Hol V'Nis Arvu Hayom Bnei Yishmael B'Bnei Keturah Yischayvu Hakol B'Mila B'Shmini V'Ein Ha'Ragin Allah. I think the Ein Ha'Ragin Allah, because the Rambam also fundamentally agrees, this is a subject of a massive dispute in this week's parasha between the Rambam and the Ramban about the culpability of the citizens of Shechem for not enforcing the mitzvah of dinim. The Ramban attacks the Rambam. He says, "Asarasan zoyim visasan." That's for los ases, not for ases like dinim. It seems like the Rambam is moded to that point. He says mila would be an asay, but there would be no misa associated with it. Well, be that it may, can anybody save the Rambam as Rav Moshe Soloveitchik used to like to do? Ephraim, you hit the nail on the head. That is my kasha. If Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra, Safek Din D'Rabbanan, right? So we have a mitzvah, Klal Yisrael, Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yerucha, Ve'al HaMishpat Asher Yomru L'Cha Ta'aseh, Lo Sasur Min HaDavar Asher Yagid L'Cha Yamin V'Smol. But that is a very clearly directed towards Klal Yisrael. So how could it possibly be that we're basically saying Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra, and therefore not just the Bnei Keturah, who are fundamentally Chayav Min HaTorah, but the Bnei Yishmael as well will be implicated in the mitzvah of Bris Mila? That is not such an obvious issue. But I went over the language of the Rambam again, Because with these things and so many others, the answer is very, very often in the language of the Rambam, at least as Yenis and Rada would say, Lefi Ani Yazdaiti. Ilan. Well, that, but again, that was here, that he can't cut off the next few words. Shem Zara Shel Avram Sheba Achar Yishmael. That if the Rubicon was Kivi Yitzchak Yikari Lachazara, that's Gareshes Hamazos Yespina. So I'm not sure about the last word, Dik, but you started off pretty well. So Ephraim.
This is a different answer, but if the way that we learn that Safek Doraisa, at least on a Doraisa level, is the Kula, is based on Mahamzer Mahamzer Vader, Amar Akhana Vilum Mahamzer Safek, that's not a Malkor that you could apply to the Shabbat.
Okay, so very good. So one possibility is to say that the entire construct of Safek Doraisa Lachomra being a Din Derabanan, maybe that's only a din in Klal Yisrael. That would be an ironic twist. But then you'd run into the following issue of Kol Midia, as the Gemara says, any single halachic issue should theoretically be stricter for Klal Yisrael than it is for non-Jews. So, Mi'ika Midi, Delivnei Yisrael Pater, Delivnei Noach Chayavim, as the Gemara says in many places. So anybody want to try to one last chance to make just a diuk in the Rambam? Yeah. Okay, so no, I don't think it means they don't have to listen, but the Rambam says this is actually itself a kind of a Heim Amru. So Amru Chachamim, that it was the rabbis themselves that dictated, of course, the rabbis themselves that dictated this halacha. It wasn't obvious. You could have said Kivi Yitzchak Yikari L'Chazara and understood that in one of two different ways. Kivi Yitzchak Yikari L'Chari Zara, Yitzchak alone. And just like we said to a Yishmael, we said to a B'nai Keturah. Very, very quickly. So again, you could have interpreted Kivi Yitzchak Yikari L'Chazara, Lafuke Yishmael and Keturah. It was only the rabbis who came along and said, we're going to include all of B'nai Keturah. So again, if our starting question was, Hey Chatesi, as you said, Ephraim, that they're obligated to listen to the rabbis, a Safek Derabanan, Safek Derais L'Chumr, is a Din Derabanan. The whole point here is the entire discussion is really generated by the rabbis themselves, and so once it's already B'Torah's Chachamim, the Rambam clearly was making the assumption that the Chachamim did have the right to dictate at least this halacha to them, even if it weren't a more general issue. Okay, we'll hold it up there. I'm sorry that the time got a little bit frame-shifted back.
Thank you.